Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Are you ready to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show? It's the cattle industry's biggest convention back in San Antonio, a place filled with incredible sights, history, food, and fun. And you can't afford to miss the huge NCBA Trade Show.
The trade show is unbelievable. I think it's the biggest one I've ever been to, and it seems like it just gets bigger and better every year.
There's no better place for cattlemen and women to learn, have fun, and connect with fellow producers from across the country.
Cattle industry convention is one of those can't miss, right? If you haven't gone or haven't attended, you see so many old friends, and it really is. It's a combination of business and social.
Amazing speakers, unbeatable education, all for cattle producers. So plan now to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. Visit ncba.org for more.
Well, live cattle futures bounced into the close to close slightly higher, 30 to 50 cents higher on the lives, with December closing at 119.30. That was up 30 cents. February up 27 at 125.12. Technically speaking, if we look at the chart here on the live cattle, we've been rallying significantly here for somewhere around 45 days. And we're near the highs from about 4 days ago, which were right at 120. And that's over $21 off the low. The low was $98.20. So quite an impressive rally going back to September 9th. This morning we had 115 cash trade, which was, it started off 114, then inched up to 115, which was about $3 higher than what we saw last week. So positive all around. And then the feeder cattle were 30 to 50 cents higher here, with November up 47 at 147.25. January is up 50 at 146.27. And those also closed on their highs. And then hogs today were mixed here. December hogs down 20 at 64.10. February's up 7 at 73.85. And the box beef market continues to move higher. It was 96 cents at midday on choice at 239.25. Select up 49 cents at 213.51. So the box beef market is leading the cash, and cash is leading the futures. So everything all around pretty good here this week.
Register now for the 24th Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
The grain futures market finished the day mixed here. We had corn up 1¾ to 2 cents. Soybeans finished the day down 6. The wheats were down 2 to 4 cents in Chicago and Kansas City. Cotton today up 37 at 64.72. The big thing today was the USDA report and what it said involving the corn bean production and then ending stocks and also cotton production. The USDA lowered the yield for corn to 167 bushels per acre, down from 168.4 last report. And you trickle that all the way down through the ending stocks, and that put us at 1.91 billion bushels, down about 10 million at 1.929 last month, or last report in October. Ending stocks or stocks to use ratio still around 13.7%. Soybeans, sort of similar here. They left it unchanged pretty much the last month. They did lower crushings by about 15 million bushels, and that increased the ending stocks to 475 million bushels. So that was a little bit higher than where we were last month. And then on the cotton portion of the report, they lowered total production down to 20.8 million bales. It was 21.7, so about 900,000 bales less than what we produced or expected to produce, and that put ending stocks at 6.1 million bales.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.